From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump told the Financial Times if China isn't going to solve the problem of North Korea, quote, we will. Mr. Trump said China has great influence over Pyongyang and China will either decide to help us with the North or they won't. And if they don't, it won't be good for anyone. His comments come ahead of his first summit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Florida. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley appeared Sunday on U.S. television.
China has to cooperate. This is now down to, do we want to continue to see these ballistic missile attacks from North Korea, or does China want to do something about it? And this is all about the fact that they need to have action. And we're going to continue to put pressure on China to have action. That will be shown in multiple ways. But what we are going to do is say, China, you know that you're the only one that's doing this. We appreciate that you stopped coal going into North Korea, but we know it's going in other ways. At some point, we need to see definitive actions by China condemning North Korea and not just calling them out for it.
Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangerone said the Trump administration may be preparing secondary sanctions targeting Chinese firms.
What I would expect the Trump administration to do is to utilize those tools to go more directly after these types of entities to try and slow down North Korea's nuclear progress and also take and apply pressure on North Korea to bring it to the table.
Recent satellite images suggest the North may be preparing a sixth nuclear test. A national peace summit in Mali ended Sunday with a call on the government to negotiate with Islamist groups that have carried out attacks on Malian, French, and UN troops. The conference called on President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to hold talks with Amadou Koufa, leader of the Messina Liberation Front, and Iyad Aghali, who heads the militant Ansar Dine. The talks aimed at revolving implementation of a peace deal in 2015. This is VOA News. In Ecuador's runoff election, leftist presidential candidate Lenin Moreno appeared to have narrowly won against his conservative challenger, businessman Guillermo Lasso, in a surprisingly tight race to succeed Rafael Correa. Lasso has charged electoral fraud and demanded a recount. Mark Jones is a regional analyst with Rice University.
Ecuador is a deeply polarized country. There are many people who strongly support the administration of President Rafael Correa, but then there also is a large segment of the population that believes that Correa has turned the country into a more authoritarian type of political system and also is too far to the left. So you really have a relatively divided and polarized country.
The outcome could determine the fate of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's been living in Ecuador's embassy in London. Since 2012, he's being sought by Sweden over rape allegations. Russian police arrested dozens of anti-corruption protesters in Moscow Sunday, who took to the streets a week after large-scale protests across the country. Neil Nigamatulin, coordinator of the Truckers' Association of Russia in Sverdlovsk, said he doesn't trust the ruling class. He said he wants them to leave and allow honest people to come to power. Last week, more than 1,000 were detained during protests organized by opposition leader Alexei Navalny, a leading critic of President Vladimir Putin. Ambassador Nikki Haley also insisted on U.S. television Sunday the U.S. will continue speaking out against Russia and many of its policies. She mentioned Syria and Ukraine. Haley was asked if she thought President Vladimir Putin was a liar for insisting that Russia did not try to influence last year's U.S. election.
You know, I've always said we don't trust Russia, and I think we're all aware that Russia was involved in the elections. And so I'm not going to talk about who's lying and who's not. I know that that's a very real thing. And so what we're doing from here going forward is we're going to be strong. We're going to be loud. We're going to make sure that when we can work with them, we can. But when they do something wrong, we're going to call them out and say it.
Haley said diplomats she speaks with welcome a return of U.S. leadership, adding that no one's talking about what she called the D.C. cheddar, a reference to debate in Washington about alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, a subject of two congressional investigations. President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner is in Iraq, accompanying the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford. Details on the trip not available immediately. Kushner, an advisor to the president, has been offering his views on matters related to the Middle East, Canada, and Mexico. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu Sunday presided over the latest addition to Israel's missile defense. Medium-range interceptors are now part of the David Sling system, developed in conjunction with the U.S. President Trump meets his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House Monday, with Israeli-Palestinian conflict on the top of the agenda. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.